proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue looking at the assurance of divine deliverance as given in the 91st Psalm. The readers of Psalm 91 obtained an additional promise related to deliverance. Quote, "Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet," unquote. Those who trust in God will not only enjoy the benefits of divine protection, they also function as active agents of God's power. The term adder refers to a type of snake, but in this context it might function as a metaphorical reference to the devil or Satan. In Revelation chapters 12 and 20, John alluded to the devil as, quote, "that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan," unquote. In Psalm 91, the assertion about treading upon an adder echoed a statement made by God in the third chapter of Genesis. On that occasion, he told Eve, quote, "I will put enmity between him," the serpent, "and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel," unquote. According to the 10th chapter of Luke, Jesus Christ had told his disciples, quote, "I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you," unquote. Paul referred to that pledge when in Romans 16, he affirmed that, quote, "the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly," unquote. God also promised his people that they would overcome the lion, another appellation that could refer to Satan. In 1 Peter chapter 5, for instance, that apostle compared the devil to, quote, "a roaring lion," unquote. The 6th chapter of Daniel provided an example of how God might give believers victory over an actual pride of lions. Darius, the king of Persia, unwillingly had Daniel cast into a den of lions for disobeying a royal decree. When that monarch asked him whether God protected him from harm, Daniel replied from the lion's den that, quote, "My God hath sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me," unquote. Perhaps the author of Hebrews reflected upon this incident when, in Hebrews chapter 11, he alluded to how heroes of the Christian faith had, quote, "stopped the mouth of lions," unquote. In Psalm 91, the writer assured his audience that, quote, "the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet," unquote. In our times, when readers see the term dragon, they might think about a large fire-breathing animal. However, the Hebrew noun for dragon, tanin, could denote any large aquatic being, as it did in Genesis chapter 1, or even a sea monster, as it did in Lamentations chapter 4. According to Revelation chapter 12, the word dragon also functioned as a synonym for the devil. Quote, "that old serpent called the devil and Satan," unquote. In summation, the author of Psalm 91 reminded his readers that God will protect them from external harm. He added the promise that God will grant them victory even over their greatest of enemies, the devil. Thus the writer portrayed God as both the refuge of his people and the guarantor of their victory. God will protect his own, and God will give them victory over all of their enemies. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.